here. I've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Tamara. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, and are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm outside the road.
Could you provide me with the spelling of your first name?
The name on the policy is Bobby Davis. But Michael Butler is driving. Michael Butler is driving.
Would that
I'm
be
on
you?
Yeah.
So the policy name is Bobby Davis, but you're the person requesting the service?
Yeah, me and Bobby Davis, we are outside the road. That's my grandma. She elderly.
Okay, and
I got the car yesterday. Found a fucking car and broke down.
Okay, and could you verify the callback number in case this call gets disconnected?
662-244-9502.
So that's
662-244-9502.
So you're currently calling from a different phone right now?
Yeah.
So which phone number is on the policy?
The number I just gave you.
Okay. So would you like to opt into our text message feature? This will be the status of your service, your estimated arrival time, and your tow truck provider's name.
You said what?
Would you like to opt into our text message features today? This consists of your status of your service.
I'm just trying to get help so I can get outside the road.
Okay, yes, this is a part of the help because your ETA will come through this text message and your provider's name.
Okay. Yeah, send it.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Okay, I understand. What is the member number?
Let me see the paper. What's the member number? What is it? The member plan C number. What number?
It'll be the contract or policy number.
The five-digit number.
It'll be more than five digits. It's going to be the it may not say member ID. It may say policy number.
It says 0043716.
Okay. And this is where it says policy number?
Yeah, but it got some letters in the front too. C S M S.
Okay. Okay. Is this vehicle that you're calling in about on the policy? Is this vehicle that you're calling in about on this policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you provide me with that full VIN number? I'm just trying to locate the policy.
How do I find the VIN number?
Okay, the VIN number will be in the what kind of vehicle you're in?
It's a 2008 Kia Sorento. Do it say ID number, vehicle ID number?
Yes.
Say KNDAD.
Okay, you broke up after the D. I'm sorry.
KNDJD 7356858585860.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat that out for accuracy. You said K as in kite, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, J as in Jacob, D as in dog, 7356858585860. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay, so that didn't work. What is the effective date of your membership? Is that on your paper?
Effective date is the 22nd of this year. It's 02/22/2022.
Okay. And do you also see on that paper a producer code and a plan letter?
One says, you said a plan letter?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking. See here the number, age, I see the policy number that affects. Give me one second.
Okay, it'll say producer code and plan letter.
Okay. Plan letter. One second. Oh,
take
yes, ma'am. It's like plan C11.
Plan C. Okay, and do you have that producer code next to that plan?
Uh-huh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, you can provide me with that producer code.
45.
Mm-hmm.
08.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so have you had any changes in your policy recently?
No, ma'am. I had just got it yesterday.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so on my end, it's saying that the customer will need to pay out of pocket for this service today and can submit for reimbursement consideration. It's maybe being because you just received it yesterday.
Oh, okay. But, I'll end up getting my money back, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like a...
Yes, sir, you can consider a reimbursement, but you'll handle that part through your insurance company. Just let them know about the service that you received today, and they should reimburse you. I'm not sure, but you can consider the reimbursement. I don't know what insurance company that you're with.
Okay.
So do you wish to proceed with the first acceptance?
Do you know what you will be? Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I wouldn't know that until I reach out to the provider. I first have to... figure out what you're calling in about today. Let me just gather some more information. I could get a quote for you. Okay, could I have the address that's affiliated with this account?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
Okay, 418.
Mm-hmm.
North.
Mm-hmm.
Lambert. Lambert is LEHMBERG. Rose.
Okay, that's city and state.
Uh-huh. City and state is Columbus, Mississippi. 39702.
39702. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said it's Columbus, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just get in this. Okay, just getting this to my computer. Give me 1 second. Okay, what is the year and make of the vehicle you're calling in about today?
Ma'am?
What's the year and make of the vehicle you're calling in about today?
2008. Kia Sorento.
What color is that vehicle?
It is a... sky blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just to confirm that this call may be set up to pay the service provider directly, and then you could send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration through your insurance company.
Okay.
Okay, so to confirm, the reason that you're needing this service today is?
My car ended up, you know, the power. And it probably just be my battery more than likely, because they were talking about my battery yesterday when I got the phone. They had charged it up a little bit, but I don't think, whatever they did, they didn't charge it long enough for it to stay, you know, afloat.
Okay, and you're requesting a tow service. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay, and I can definitely get you taken care of today.
Okay.
Okay, so just a few questions about the vehicle to consider what type of tow truck you will need. Does the vehicle shift out of park and go into neutral?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and is this vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
This vehicle right here is a four-wheel drive.
Okay, and this is not in service in result of an accident, right?
Oh, yeah, no accident. Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, and will you be the person on the scene with the vehicle once the tow trucks arrive?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Uh-huh.
And the keys are on the scene, correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am, keys on the scene. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now can I have the address to where you're currently located with that vehicle?
Yes, if it could, let me see, at least drop my location to you or something like that.
Yes, I can send you an SMS. Is your location on the phone right now?
Uh-huh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm getting ready to send you out SMS, and you'll just give me the latitude and longitude of that.
Okay.
Once it comes.
Okay. Is it going to text my number?
Yes. Have you received it yet?
One second.
Okay.
Do you mind sending it to this phone right here?
No, tell
me
what you're saying.
It's because it's just saying user denied the request for the location.
Okay, sir. Is this an iPhone?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, so go into your maps on your iPhone.
Okay.
And when you open the map, you see that blue dot?
Give me one second.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, click on that blue dot and scroll down, and you'll see the latitude and longitude.
Okay. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Starting with the latitude.
Okay. The latitude will be, let me see, northwest, 33
mm-hmm.
dot 72874 north.
Okay.
And west will be up 84.50218.
And this is the longitude?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And I got the exact address now.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, so you could just go ahead and provide me with the exact address.
Okay. 1003.
Uh-huh.
Red Bud. Uh-huh. REDBUD.
Uh-huh.
LNSW. The LN and SW is?
One word?
The LN and SW at the end of the red bud, it's both of them in space.
So it'll be LN, then space, SW?
Mhm. Right. And the LN is like from Redbud.
So you said 1003 Redbud space LN space SW.
Yes, ma'am. Mhm. That's
okay.
Correct.
And what's that city and state?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you located next to a Walmart Supercenter?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was able to locate you.
Yes,
okay, so starting with the city and state, where would you like this vehicle taken to?
Behind Walmart.
Okay.
I have a question. How much would it be to take it to Columbus, Mississippi?
Okay, so I wouldn't have a price until I reach out to the providers.
Okay. Okay.
I could call you back and give you some quotes.
Oh my God, that'd be perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Call around and give me some quotes. Okay, that'll work out perfectly. Just call me back when you get those numbers.
Okay, so so my system will let me go ahead to that point. Would you like for me to put the drop off location, your home address, which is 418 North Lindbergh Road in
yes,
Columbus,
ma'am.
Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm about to reach out to some providers and see if I could get some quotes, and I'll be giving you a call back shortly. 662-694-1870 is a good callback number.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the best callback number. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what about this 662-224-9502?
My number. That's my number as well, but it's just my friend's phone because he had more service.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I'm just going to notate this number on the account, and I'll be giving you a call back once I get some quotes about that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so was there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'll be giving you a call back shortly.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.